Anita and John and Eliza and their six kiddies and Richard and Mary and their seven and Joe and Mary and their four and Elizabeth and Edward, what, they just got married. They didn't have no children at all. And Kate, who were 14, and Robert, who were 12. And I went down to churchyard because I had to say goodbye to the rest of my brothers and sisters. Little Kate, she died when she was born in 1830. When rain come at harvest time, well, we had fever in village. And Mary, she was 7. Charlie, he was 2. And Robert, he was 12-year-old. Well, I was in service at that time. I was 14-year-old. So I says to me, missus, I says, please, can I go home? She said, no, make your catching. And I never saw Robert no more. And there were James, what died of the bronchitis, and Fanny, what I told you about before. Well, I says to him, I won't be coming here to see you no more, because I'm going to Canterbury, New Zealand, where it don't rain on the harvest and there ain't no blight on taters. And my children, they're going to grow up big and strong and they won't be hungry. Well, we live in changing times. You know, it was 2 years ago, and it was them Irish. They come to Milton Mowbray, these navvies. They's building them railway lines. You ever seen them? Well, they built them right across England. And we got on a train. We went so fast, I thought the art were going to stop. We was going 25 miles an hour, all the way to London and down to them docks at Tilbury. And then there were them ships, the Charlotte Jane, the Cressy, the Randolph, the George Seymour. And we was told to go on Randolph, and gentlemen comes to inspect our baggage to make sure we had all them stockings, and then we's going down river. We come to Gravesend, we's off the boat and on the shore, and they give us dinner. We had roast beef and taters and all the bread and butter you could eat and a band playing and all. And when we was done, well, all them fine fancy folks of London comes to wave us goodbye. I seen the Archbishop of Canterbury. He was standing on that shore giving us his blessing. And we's out into Channel, and the old coast of England is passing in front of these very eyes. There's little folks on shore. They's bringing in the harvest. They's gathering up apples for the cider. And we come into Plymouth. And when we woke the next morning, we all stood on that deck, and no one was saying nothing. Because there were coast of England disappearing, and none of us was never gonna see it no more. Well, on board the ship, they gives me and William a mattress what were 36 inches wide, but we was close. And they give us, we had a bed what was, there was 6 inches, 36 inches square and 6 foot deep. Does that remind you of someone? Mm-hmm. And children's on bottom bunks with 3 children to a bunk. Well, William and Thomas were off to galley to get our rations cooked, but they weren't much good. We had salt meat and dried peas for dinner every day for 99 days. But we had plenty of mustard. There were 1/2 ounce of mustard per person per week. There's 10 of us, it's a lot of mustard. And we used it all. You don't eat meat like that without mustard. We had oatmeal for breakfast. We add flour and suet and raisins for making puddings. There were ship's biscuits. You just had to knock the weevils out of them first. And taters. Half a pound of tater for a grown person for a whole week. And that was all the vegetables we had. But we had tea and we made it strong to hide the taste and the smell of the water. And Surgeon come, well, he was the one in charge of us. He says, all you men here, I want to see you up on top deck, 5:45 in the morning. And you'll be pulling up buckets of salt water. And then you give yourself a proper wash for the good of your health. And the women, well, you can have your wash at 7:45. And then you go downstairs and has your breakfast. And then if the day is fine, well, you take your sheets, your blankets, your mattresses, and you take them up on deck and lay them out to air. Because you won't be washing nothing. There's nothing but salt water. And he says, stay up on deck where the air is fresh. In our married people's compartment, we're about this part of this room, about that big, and of course it was 6'6" high. We had 27 families and 65 children. And there weren't no windows or nothing. So it did get a little bit stuffy down there. But we was 3 days out. And there were a storm. And they battened down the hatches. And all of us were seasick. And you know the water closets? Well, they's up on deck where we can't reach them. And it were all dark down there because there was just a lantern and it didn't last long. And that boat was going up and down, and we were all hanging on to our bunks, trying hard not to be thrown out. And of course, there's some folks screaming, there's someone praying, there's children crying, and it's all dark. We can't even reach our children. And there's things swishing, and noises, and well, it went on like that for 3 old days. And when it were over, we crawled up on deck and they give us some vinegar so we could clean everything up. Well, after that storm, it started to get warmer and it got hotter and hotter. And it got hotter than I ever noted in England. They give us lime juice because they said it helps you not to get scurvy. But every day just seemed to get hotter and hotter. And of course, we still kept on our warm flannel underwear because surgeons said that it were good for our health. And you wouldn't want to catch a chill in the tropics, would you? It got so hot. And children was getting sick. You see, some of them little ones, once they got proper seasick, well, that food weren't no good for them at all. And they, little Georgie Costin, he was 2 years old. He got sick and he died. We were one of 5 babies that died on that trip. But we started moving again and we crossed the line. Now there ain't really no line, I looked. But we crossed it anyways. And they got the black cook up out of the galley and he were playing the fiddle. We was dancing. The men was playing leapfrog. And King Neptune come and all, because we crossed that line, what weren't really there. And they opened up the old, because they says, you're going to need your warmer clothes, it's going to be colder now. But all the taters had gone bad, and we had to throw them overboard. But at least we was going a bit faster now. So ever since we crossed the line, you see, and started to go downhill. And there's always a breeze now because of them trade winds. And one night, we had a gale. And that ship, it were creaking and groaning. The waves, they was crashing. The wind, it were roaring. And all them animals up on top deck, the pigs, the sheep, the cows, the chickens, there was even an horse. Well, they's making a terrible noise. And sailors is, oh, noise! And I'm listening in between their pains, because that's when I give birth to little Fanny.
Mm-hmm.
And she were one of nine babies born on that ship. See, we had 27 families in 99 days. It's the way of a woman, ain't it? And when it were over, well, I come up on that deck, and there they was, them beautiful snow-peaked mountains of New Zealand. And our boat tacks, it comes right into that Stewart Island, and you can smell it. It smells like herbs. It's the smell of that New Zealand bush. And we come up that coastline and into Little Tanawa on the 16th of December, 1850. And there was Charlotte Jane. Well, it just come in that same morning. And the next morning, the George Seymour come sailing up the harbour. Now, ain't that summer? All them boats coming in together like that. But William, he said to me, Sarah, I don't like the look of them hills. They's all brown. There ain't no proper rivers nor nothing. He says, you can't grow taters on hills like that. But there must be summit somewhere, for there's a bunch coming out from shore that there's Maori people in it. They's all tattooed, so much people. And they comes on our boat with their baskets. And in them baskets, taters and gooseberries for selling us. So he's off the boat and on the shore and into them barracks, and they give us rations. We got fresh meat, taters, fresh bread, rations like that, and the little bit of scurvy you got goes away in no time at all. And William and Thomas and